The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tamid Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara in this daf talks about when they would do the pious, when they would do the goyral, the raffle, for the kayin who would be zoiche to do the mitzvah of Trumas Ad Hashem. The kahanim would want to do the mitzvah of Trumas Ad Hashem, and the one chosen to do it was, at certain periods in history, certain occasions, it was won through a raffle, through a pious. The Gemara in our Mesechta says very briefly how they did the raffle for the winner to win this zechus, this merit of performing the mitzvah of Trumas Ad Hashem. Hamemuna Eimer Lehem Hatzbiu. The one appointed to take care of the raffle in the Beis HaMikdash would tell all the Kehanim that were interested in doing the Trumas Ad Hashem, they should put out a finger. The Gemara in our Mesechta discusses this concept, how they made the raffle, very briefly, but the Sefer Be'er Sheva refers us to look at the Mesechta Yuma Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses Be'arichos how they made this pious, how they made this raffle. As our Gemara says, the Memuna, the one appointed, would tell all the Kehanim interested, put out a finger. And the Kehanim interested would put out one finger or two fingers. And the Gemara explains, why is it that they would use fingers to make the raffle? Now what they would do is, they would have a number, pick a high number, let's say 73, and then they go around and around and around, and the person where it ended, that's where they knew that was the person that was the winner for the Trumas Ad Hashem. Now why did they use fingers instead of just counting the people? So the Gemara says it's a raya from over here that there's an iser to count yidden. And even if the purpose is to know the number for a mitzvah, for performing a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings down different psukim, it's a pasuk in Novi, the Gemara says really it's a pasuk in Chumash, the Gemara says that it's a lav, it's a biblical prohibition to count yidden, even when it's for a mitzvah. Unless it's done the right way, like the way it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, which the way it's done in the Beis HaMikdash is that they weren't counting people, they were counting fingers. Why is that better? We'll see soon. And one man, Domer, in the Gemara says it's not just one lav, it's two lavin. And the Be'er Sheva says this lav, this biblical prohibition of counting yidden, is a prohibition that applies even today, even Bizman Hazeh. And he wonders why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. Why the Noisim Moinei HaMitzvah? Why don't the Moinei HaMitzvah, the ones that count mitzvahs of the Torah, to come to a number of 613 mitzvahs, why don't they count this mitzvah of not counting Yidden as one of the 613 mitzvahs? But be that as it may, the mitzvah, this prohibition of counting Yidden is a Isur D'Oraisa, a biblical prohibition. And it's brought down in the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Vav that we're not allowed to count Yidden even for a Dvar Mitzvah unless it's done in a permitted dikka way, which would have to be like some way similar to the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash when they made the raffle. So how do we quantify, how do we explain, what's the Hagdara of this way that the raffle was done in the Beis HaMikdash that makes it be permitted? Why is it that when the Kehanim would put out the fingers and we'd count the fingers instead of counting people, why is that any different than counting people? So there's a Sefer Torah Lishma that he wondered about the following. He says many times people have many guests. Sometimes like an open house, they don't even know how many guests they have. They just invited whoever needs a place to have a Suda Shabbos. They invited all those in need to come to their house. And they brought home many guests, and they don't even know how many servings, how many spoons, how many forks they should put out. So they want to count the guests to know how many servings they should put out. So the Sefer Torah Lishma says it's going to be a problem to count Yidden. So he wants to know, could we count their feet? Perhaps it's mutter to count their feet. And he says, listen, in our Gemara it's mevur, that even though it's also to count Yidden, but you're allowed to count their fingers. Fingers are part of the body. It must be that even though it's part of the body, but it's not the body itself, you're not counting the whole person. And since you're focusing on the fingers, not on the person, it's okay, it's permitted. And therefore, this similarly, one would be able to count the feet. However, Moshe Feinstein in a Tshuva Nigras Moshe, he disagrees with this psak of the Torah Lishma. And Moshe Feinstein was asked whether we're allowed to write numbers on kfarim. Many times people that go visiting a Beis Olam, a Beis HaKfaris, it's quite difficult to find, if it's a big Beis HaKfaris and someone doesn't know exactly where the kever is, and the office could give somebody a map exactly where the kfarim are, and with all said and done, it's quite often very difficult to find the kever. And somebody asked Rav Moshe Feinstein if it would be mutter for the Beis HaKfaris to write numbers on the kfarim. Could they number them? 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And Rav Moshe answered that it's certainly prohibited. And let's explain. He says like this, why is it that it was permitted to count the fingers when they were counting them during the raffle? So to answer that, says Rav Moshe, you have to first understand what did they count. When the Gemara says that when they would put out the fingers, some people would put out one finger and some kehanim would put out two fingers. Okay, so now, when the mamuna, when the one appointed would count the fingers, if somebody put out two fingers, would he count two fingers as two fingers? He count one and two for each of the two fingers, or it didn't make a difference if somebody put out one finger or two fingers. Either way, he counted the person, basically the amount of people putting out fingers. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tamidin Musaf in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel says that they would not count the people, they would count the fingers. If somebody put out two fingers, that would count as two. 1, 2. So if the number was 373, they count the amount of fingers, and some people had one finger, some people had two fingers, and go around and around and around until they ended the count. And it did actually make a difference how many fingers somebody put out, and therefore, that answers why it wasn't a problem to count fingers, because counting fingers wasn't counting people. If we count, let's go back to the case of the Torah Lishma, we're going to count the amount of feet. So we know exactly, if you count the feet, we know exactly how many people there are. Everybody has 2 feet. If you count every right foot, then you're counting the amount of people. The exact number of right feet is going to be the exact number of people. Or if you count 2 feet, So if you count them 2 as 2, so then you know you just divide that number in half. Whatever number you're counting is a definite number of the amount of people that are there in front of you, assuming that the people are healthy and they have 2 feet, which is the regular case, Baruch Hashem. So according to the Rambam, the reason why it was mutter, we would say, to count fingers is because that wasn't the exact number of people. Rashi, however, learns that even if somebody put out 2 fingers, the 2 fingers counted as 1. So then really, in essence, when we're counting fingers, we're counting people. So why is it mutter to count fingers more than to count people? So you have to say, says Rav Moshe, that since it's not for sure that people are going to put out their fingers, it's only permitted if we're counting the fingers that people put out. People have to put out their finger. We're not looking at people and looking at their feet. We could automatically see their feet. They don't have to do anything. And counting the feet automatically gives us the number of people that are standing in front of us. That's prohibited, says Rav Moshe. But if we're going to count the fingers of the people that put out their fingers, that's permitted. Because it's not for sure that everybody put out their fingers. Perhaps everybody did, perhaps everybody didn't. Perhaps 50% of the people put out their fingers, but perhaps only 70% or 30% put out their fingers. Since it's not mukhrach, it doesn't have to be that everybody that's in front of us put out their fingers, so therefore we're not counting the people that are in front of us, we're counting a specific class of a specific category of people, a specific people that happen to be interested in putting out their finger, and that's not a prohibition of counting yidden, says Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe says, but by kfarim, if we're going to write numbers on the kfarim, so we're counting every single kever. It's not a matter of them putting out a finger, not putting out a finger, and therefore it's prohibited. And even if you'll tell me, says Reb Moshe, maybe you'll say, okay, well, the people that are dead and they're not alive, then perhaps the whole prohibition of counting yidden is only live yidden. Says Reb Moshe, even if that would be true, but it would at least be a loyig lirosh. Since if they would be alive, it would be prohibited to count them. So now that they're dead, it would be like making fun of them, the fact that we're counting them now that they're dead. And therefore, Reb Moshe disallows writing the numbers on the kfar. So we have an understanding now from Reb Moshe what is prohibited and what's permitted. The case of the Torah Lishma, where somebody is counting all the feet of everyone that's there in the room, that's prohibited. If somebody would go, according to Reb Moshe, if somebody would tell the people in front of him, okay, whoever's interested in being in my suda should please raise their hand, and then they'll count the hands, that's permitted because he's only counting the people that had interest in putting up their hand. And it's not automatic that everybody put up their hand. It's possible people did. It's possible 100% of the people did. It's possible only 50% of the people did. It's possible nobody did. Since there's a possibility that not all the hands are necessarily the amount of people in front of us, so then it's permitted to count the hands. We're counting the raised hands. We're not counting hands. We're counting the raised hands. The Maisa, where this comes very nageya, is whenever it's a Dovah Shebekdusha, when let's say we may have a minion, we daven shachris, mincha mayrev, and we need to have 10 people, so we have to, it's not easy for people to just look, and with the look, see if there's 10 people or not, and we have to count. But there's an issur to count, and we can't even count for a mitzvah, even for performing a mitzvah, we're not allowed to count yidden. So we could either do like what Reb Moshe says, and ask people to raise their hand, or, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, a very famous minog, is that when we need to count yidden, we say the pasuk Hashia es amecha. Instead of saying numbers, we say Hashia for the first person, es for the second person, amecha for the third, so on and so forth, and that this pasuk has 10 words in the pasuk. So if we have a person for every word in the pasuk, then we know we have 10 people there with us. So although I don't understand, I'm not sure 100% what the reason is. Obviously the reason for this minhag is with an understanding that if you're not using numbers, rather you're using a pasuk, it's not a problem. I'm not sure what the makor is, but this is the minhag as is brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and therefore those are the two options when somebody has to count yidden in front of him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.